A Day as Someone Else, Chapter 5. Emma spent about an hour in Mrs. Crumb's class. The rest of the students kept staring at her like they were expecting something to happen. Did they really think she'd have an accident in class? Even if she did wet herself, what were they hoping for? That she'd get up and wave her hands saying, "Hey guys, I just peed myself." Or maybe they thought that she would poop her diaper like Amanda had so delicately put it. Of that, there was no chance in hell. The intercom rang two times, and Helga's voice spoke through it.
"Mrs. Crumb, will you please send Miss Williams down to the principal's office? Her legal guardian is here to identify her."
Legal guardian? Emma was told it would be the real Miss Williams' parents, coming over to identify their daughter. Of course, as soon as they would realize she wasn't their 18-year-old daughter, but a 21-year-old bystander, she would be freed from that crazy reform school immediately.
"Williams, get down there. Amanda, why don't you escort your new charge? Make sure she doesn't get lost. I heard she was quite the troublemaker."
"Of course, Mrs. Crump."
Emma and Amanda got up and exited the classroom. They walked down the school's corridors in silence until they reached the administration section. Right before entering, Amanda stopped. She reached for Emma's skirt, who backed up.
"What are you doing?"
"Just making sure you don't need a change before we go in there. That's now my job, thanks to you. Remember?"
"I didn't make this happen. You did. Plus, I can tell you right now that I do not need a change. As a matter of fact, I don't need diapers at all, and I don't belong here. I'm about to go back home, away from you crazy people."
"Is that so? Very well, then. After you, diapered princess."
Emma turned around to open the door as Amanda grabbed the back of her skirt and shoved it in the waistband of her diaper without her noticing. The duo approached Helga, who was waiting for them.
"I'll take it from here, Amanda. You can get back to class."
"At once. Be careful with this one. I wouldn't trust her if I were you. She's disturbed."
"Thank you for your concern. This way, Miss Williams, Principal Hale and your legal guardian are waiting for you."
Emma walked into Principal Hale's office. A young woman was sitting down in front of the desk. She must have been in her 20s, a bit older than Emma. 25, maybe 26 years old. How could they possibly believe that girl was her mother?
"Sit down, Miss Williams."
"That's not my name. Look, can you please tell them I'm not your daughter so we can get this over with? I've never been so humiliated in my life. All because of some stupid misunderstanding."
The young woman turned to look at her.
"Is she wearing a diaper?"
Emma looked down and noticed her skirt was tucked in, revealing her crinkly underpants. She blushed and quickly brought the skirt back down.
Yes, she came in yesterday wearing a pair of training pants. She had an accident in them while in detention, so we gave her something more appropriate to wear at night. I'm not sure why she's still in them. Perhaps you realized you needed protection, Miss Williams?"
"What? I didn't have a choice. That's what Courtney made me wear. But that's beside the point. I'm not your daughter. I don't belong here."
"Of course you're not my daughter."
"Thank you. Now, if you'll excuse me."
"You're my younger sister."
"What did you just say?"
"You'll have to excuse my sister, Mrs. Hale. As you know, she has a very troubled past. She's always been a compulsive liar. Hence why my parents registered her here. Since they're away on business, I am currently her legal guardian. I'm happy to see that you finally got a hold of her."
"Quite so. She was walking around our school grounds in a uniform when we apprehended her. It seems to me she had a moment of clarity and decided to turn herself in. Although it looks like she's now going back to her old deceitful ways."
"What are you talking about? Are you crazy? You are not my sister."
"Oh, sister, you were recovering so well. Why must you go back to lying to everyone? I think a month in here will do you good."
"No, no, tell them the truth, you fucking bitch. I am not your sister, and I am not staying here anymore. My name is Emma. I'm 21 years old. I can prove everything I'm saying. Look me up on Facebook."
"I'm sure she made herself a fake profile. She can be very manipulative. You'll have to be careful with her."
Emma snapped. She jumped on the woman and gave her a slap right in the face. Helga stopped her before she could throw her fist again and got a hold of her.
"I will sue the fuck out of this school. You are holding me hostage. I demand to see a lawyer."
"We are doing no such thing, Miss Williams. We have your legal guardian's approval. Since you are a minor, you have no authority here. You were right, Judy. She is definitely disturbed."
"Yes, I apologize for my sister's behavior. I think you'll need to use those sedatives I was told about with her. She can be quite violent when she's off her medication."
"I see. No such medication was mentioned in her file. Neither was the bed wetting. Would it be possible for you to update her medical report?
It will be my pleasure. Give her all the medication you have to keep her calm.
Principal Hale nodded to Helga, who forcefully fed Emma with two pills. Judy looked at Emma with a twinkle in her eye.
As for the bedwetting, keep her diapered night and day. Don't let her go to the bathroom too often either. We're trying to help her hold it. She's known to try all sorts of mischief when she's alone in there.
Very well. This will be noted. As for the punishment clause, we have several levels of liberties we take to keep the students in line. However, we require your authorization for the more drastic measures.
You can check all of them. I'll allow them all. She deserves a good spanking for what she did.
Very well. Helga, please escort Miss Williams to the nursery. I believe that is the appropriate room for her. Childish behavior, don't you think? The medication should soon be in full effect. Then we'll proceed with her punishment.
Emma felt increasingly weird, even more so than on her first day at this godforsaken school. She was taken to the nursery and sat on the same floor as the day before, but this time in a full-on diaper. A few minutes later, Judy, her supposed sister, came into the room alone. Emma was now numb, but she mustered up the effort to speak.
Why?
You shouldn't have hit me.
I don't understand.
I'm not letting my little sister come to this dreadful place, you hear me? My parents were wrong. What she needs is love, not a reform school. When they called home to tell me they had you, I saw an opportunity. I'm sorry that it has to be like this.
I can't, please.
Look, my parents are coming back to town in a few weeks. As soon as they have the confirmation that my sister, you, are here, I'll call the school and give them permission to release you. Okay?
You won't get away with this. You're crazy.
You don't know what I would do for my sister.
Get me out of here, you fucking bitch!
Enjoy your next few weeks wearing diapers, sis.
Judy left the room to find Helga waiting.
She's ready for her spanking.